And now, live from the Punky Treehouse, it's...
Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And here is an immediate shout-out for Mr. John Mann, a very fine stand-up comic currently residing in Bishop Stortford, who gives us the word of the week, which is slagbonts.
Slagbonts?
Slagbonts, yeah. Nobody knows what it means, you slagbonts. But several years ago, someone wrote slagbonts on a wall in very big letters in Harlow. No right. one knew what it meant. Years later, the very fine John Mann, in his column in the Hertfordshire Observer, decided to tell people about this word slagbonts and now feel slightly guilty because it has occurred in three other walls in the Bishop Stortford area. Slagbonts is on the move. So if you are a graffiti artist of limited talent, why not write slagbonts on a wall somewhere? Let's see if we can't get it across the whole country. Nay, the world!
We have no idea what it means, though. Slagbonts isn't Bond's head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slaghead.
So it... Yeah, but it could mean a coal wastage head. That's what slag is, isn't it? Isn't slag coal wastage?
Oh yeah, it could be. Yeah,
yeah. So you coal wastage head. I think I'm happy with slagbonts. I don't think it matters. I think if you kind of don't try and make out it's a bad word, you can say it more often. Slagbonts.
Slagbonts.
That's what word of the week's all about, mate.
It is. That's true.
This, of course, is the Chup Chups. And here comes the first track, which is another one from Japan Files. I'll tell you about it in a minute. So, that was Ketchup Mania and Bad Tony. What do you think of that?
Oh, that's mad.
Well, yeah, mad, but it's also a nice slice of Japanese pop punk. They're one of the best known Japanese bands, basically, and we want to help out Japan Files all we can, because let's face it, they've let us have 200 songs for nothing. We might as well use them. So do make sure you check out japanfiles.com. What I'd also like to know, Tony, is what is Ketchup Mania's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Ketchup Mania.
It is. It's Tony Wong, Paulie B, and the Internet Neil. But I wouldn't necessarily bother going there, because I don't think they check it very much. You're better off finding via Japan Files. Well, I think you'll find out more about them. Right, now, so it's time for MySpace latest comments. At least it would be, but we've hardly had any comments from listeners over the last week. They've all been kind of banned, saying, look what we're doing, we're so brilliant. So if you do have a comment for us, or if there's a message you'd like to leave us on MySpace, please do go to myspace.com/punkyradio and leave us something whimsical, up to 2,500 characters, but we don't want 2,500 characters leaving us MySpace messages, otherwise we'll be here all fucking day. Now, at the moment you're listening to the Cemetery Surfers, Jeff Ugly Shoes. Didn't I say I'd have some news about him this week, or did I do that last week?
I think you did, but I don't know if you ever mentioned it or not.
Well, for God's sake. Oh, I'll try and sort it out later on in the show, because the only comment I've got, and it's an idea for a new feature, Tony.
Right.
I don't know how you're going to feel about this, because it's a job for you.
Great.
But you know how you used to do Gig Guide on that show we used to do on that rubbish station?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking we could do a random global gig guide, right, where you could pick out 5 gigs from around the world that people send in, and we could say things like, so if you're in Argentina tonight, maybe you could nip to this gig. What do you reckon?
Yeah, if people email them in, I'd do that.
Well, that's good. That's the correct answer, because the next thing I was going to say was, make sure, if you have a gig somewhere in the world that you would like us to broadcast, please do email tony@punkyradio.com, tightly your email, gig guide.
Yeah.
Right. Cool. The reason that I've said that is, as usual, the Bleach Boys have been in touch, and they've given us their dates up to Christmas, which are as follows. September 27th, Club Compass, Ramsgate in Kent. October 11th, the George in Hitchin. October 30th, Sawyers in Kettering. November 7th, Green Room, Welling Garden City. November 14th, Esquire's Bedford. November 23rd, Devonshire Arms, Camden. And December 12th, the Dirty Water Club in Tufnell Park, which is, of course, where I saw Zombina and Comedy not so long ago. Some of those dates with 999 as well. So make sure that you check out the Bleach Boys page. MySpace.com/Bleach Boys, isn't it? Is that right? Or is it the Bleach Boys?
I think it's the Bleach Boys. I'm not sure.
But there's a link on our page.
Yeah.
And I think it's thebleachboys.co.uk or something. But check them out. And if you haven't already added them, add them, because they're still not 1,000. They're getting closer, but they're still not quite there. Right, that's it for MySpace this week, Tony. Have you got a podcast, Ali?
I do. Thank you all for your podcast, Ali, votes this week. Even when it's been down, we've still been getting votes. But it's back up now. Haha, great. If you want to vote for us, though, just please do. Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, there is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment if you so wish, because we'll read out the best comments. And here are the top 6 for this week. I'm voting for you fellas to be leaders, so you have my permission to drive down to Downing Street, kick Gordon in the stones and trash the place. Yeah! On the Bonnevilles.
I think that's an excellent idea.
Thank you very much. It is. Yabba, keep up.
Yeah, Tone, it wasn't actually your idea, mate. You can't say thank you very much for that.
Oh, right, yeah. God. Sorry. Tony, take credit, huh? Yabba, keep up the good work, dudes, and slap Tony around the face with a wed cod. Kev.
I would, but I'm remote.
That's Kev from El Draco.
Oh, hello, Kev.
El Draco, thank you. And the shortest one probably we've ever had, Haddock Pate from FNUF.
Oh, Haddock Pate, I like. That's the kind of crusty stuff that would be left over in a girl's pants. After a particularly good session.
FNUF.
Quite possibly in an underpass.
But okay. Any particular underpass? No?
A good one.
Okay. The best ever. This show is amazing. From Gaz Lever. Thank you very much. You're right.
Yeah, I find it very, very difficult to disagree with Gaz there.
Yeah. Short to the point. Bloody great. Much respect. I truly understand how much work you do, Paulie. Keep it up, mate. Cheers. Daniel J. Harris, The Super Gatto Show.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you very much, Daniel. Obviously, he understands that you do fuck all.
Yep. That's right. That's the way it swings. And finally, I love Punky Radio. Not just for the great music and to hear Tony and Paul, but because of their unparalleled attention to their production values. Ha ha. From Anne Kay. We have high production values.
We do have unparalleled attention to our production values in that we're the only people that don't pay any attention to them whatsoever.
That's right. Yeah. It's all right.
So, is that it?
That's it. That's the top six.
Well done. Make sure you do vote for us, and obviously leave a comment for us, and when you do leave a comment with your vote, make sure you put down who your favourite bands are, and you'll be sure to hear them again on the show in future weeks. Right then, Tone, I'm going to get on with the next song, mate.
Okay.
All right then. We haven't played King Kurt in a while.
It's been a while, yeah.
Which is why we have to now. I'm sorry for all you fans of King Kurt out there who haven't heard anything by them recently. It's because I couldn't find my CD. However, I found it, and I think it's time to get a little bit of jungle drums going on, Tone. There's not enough jungle drums going on. Let's find out what's been going on in deepest, darkest Africa, shall we? Because this is King Kurt. This is Big Daddy. What I want to know is, Tony, what is King Kurt's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/alcoholicrat.
It is. It's Tony T, Paulie B, Instant Neil. I'm Big Daddy. Who's Big Daddy? I'm Big Daddy. Right, so that is Kurt and Big Daddy Tone. I love that, mate.
Yeah?
I remain a massive fan of that band, and I will be hoping to see them again. I can't remember if they're playing Speed Freaks this year. I'll find out. I'll try and see if I can get some King Kurt dates. I haven't checked out the website in a bit, which is, of course, /alcoholicrat. But I will do that. And if you ever get the chance to go and see King Kurt, do. You will not be disappointed. And if you're extra lucky, you'll be at one of their messy gigs. Right, I've got some additional material here, Tone. Yeah, I'm not going to give you any more information.
Oh, okay. Additional material, you say?
Yeah, I have some additional material for you, Tony.
Okay.
Now, if there is something that you would like to say to me that you don't necessarily want read out live, or if it's just something that you don't want it in the public arena per se, or whatever, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tighten your email, whatever you fucking like. This is actually one, this came through as a Facebook message from Dave Thompson, who was Tinky Winky the Teletubby. More of him later on in the show. But I just wanted to read this out to our listeners who think I'm a good-for-nothing slag bonce, right?
Okay.
This came through from Dave. Thanks for the work, hospitality, and inspiring company, Paul. You're a well-adjusted, pleasant young man, also a useful member of society. If only all young people live such worthwhile lives as you do. Love, Dave.
Aww. Bless him.
I sent him a message back saying, Dave, have you been drinking? Now, this also came through with reference to our word of the week last week. This came through from Black Cat. He said, my sister is getting married on Sunday. I have to wear a hat and do a reading. I am the utter personification of Mardy. Black Cat.
Nice.
Also, I forgot to mention who won the Forget Me Not CD last week, Tony.
Oh, yeah.
And you forgot to remind me as it goes. But yeah, I do recommend you get their CD, Around Her Thighs in 80 Days. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/TheForgetMeNots, and it's a 4 Get Me Nots. It's not F-O-R, it's the number 4. And the winner was Hayley. Well done, Hayley. And do you know, the good news is, for once, she's in England. It's only going to cost me the price of a stamp. Come on.
Did Lord Raylock ever get his CDs? I know they were sent.
Ah, well, yes. He won't get them for a while, because it was such a heavy box, I couldn't afford to send it via airmail. So it's on a boat. It's on a slow boat to China. And I said, how long do you think this will take? They said, 4 to 6 weeks.
Fair enough. He ain't going nowhere.
So basically, by the time he gets all that stuff, it should be back in fashion. One last thing. I entered the Walker's Crisps competition to do a new flavour for them. And the winner gets shed loads of cash. And but I'm not sure my flavours will win. They were fairly controversial. I don't think otter and stewed nettle is going to be one that people are going to vote for. But I was quite pleased with it. Now then, Tone, have you got a twat?
I do. Brilliant. A twat. Thank you all for your nominations so far. They're trickling through, but I still need more because I am forever hungry for twat. So if you do have one to nominate, email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. This week's from Mike the Red. And here we go.
Mike the Red?
Mike the Red. Hello, Mike the Red here. See?
Hello, Mike.
It is Mike. I'd like to nominate myself from Buffalo, New York, USA, as a twat due to my stupidity and rage problems while at Sunday's Manchester United match against Newcastle. I got a call from one of my good friends, Rob, who had phoned me on Wednesday, August the 6th, to tell me he had purchased 2 Stretford End tickets for the Premier League opener against Newcastle. After hearing this, I nearly shat myself and had called into my job to report I had to take emergency time off from the 13th to the 20th. After taking care of that, I called everyone I knew to brag before booking a flight from the 13th over to Ireland, where my friend's grandma has a house we would be using. Booking the flight was easy, as was the flight itself. We got to Ireland and there we spent our time until the 16th, where we would head into Manchester and find a hotel to stay at for the next 2 nights. That's where I am now. It's about 8:21 p.m. Sunday, match day at Holiday Inn. Anyway, back to my twatity. Today we arrived at Old Trafford about 2. We went to the Stretford End ticket check-in and waited until our turn. When we got to the ticketeer and handed him our tickets, he ran them through but said there was a problem. Someone had already claimed them. In my head, the only thing I could think was, what? Then, the whole thing hit me, and I turned to Rob in a blind rage, gripped him by his shirt collar and screamed wildly into his face. I screamed, you bought fucking scalp tickets, didn't you? I swear I'll kill you if I can't get in there today, etc, etc. Till finally the steward came back over, tapped me on the shoulder. My neck jerked so quickly to turn my head to meet him that I must have blown the earth off its orbit. He told me he apologised for any inconvenience, but there was an error, and took my tickets and escorted me through. I stared at him for a few seconds before turning back to Rob and letting him go. Here I was, looking like an out-of-control lunatic in front of the whole Stretford End crowd. I apologised to my friend and sat in relative disbelief as the match started to kick off. The match itself was alright. I would have been happier with a win, but someone in a few rows below us was smacked in the face by a poor skull shot. That was one of the highlights of the day. Well, now I'll enjoy the rest of my trip. I head back to Ireland tomorrow, and that's where I'll be until my flight back on the 20th. That's from Mike the Red.
Well, I think that's quite a nice twat for once.
It's quite nice, isn't it?
And yeah.
And a self-nominated one, so...
Fair enough.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, so Mike the Red from Buffalo, New York, USA...
Is a twat.
Nice. Yep, there you go. Any more nominations, cool. Email me, tony@bunkerradio.com.
And look at you with your crazy Americanisms there. Yeah. Yes, we do like twat, don't we?
We do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Speaking of twats and speaking of the competition winner, Hayley, I think it's only fair that we play another track by the Forget-Me-Nots now.
How do
you feel about that?
I feel pretty good about that.
Tony.
Yes.
What do you mean you're pregnant?
Should have said, excuse me, love, you're insane. I don't even know your name. What do you mean that kid of yours is mine? Close my eyes, wish you away, but it's clear you're here to stay. Seems like I'm running out of time. I don't want to get my life ruined by you. What can I do to fix this? I want to join fathers for justice. My future's running through my head. Give up week to pay for nappies. That will never make me happy. Not going out, stuck with you instead. If you make me spend another day at mother care, I'm gonna tie your pregnant ass up and leave you there. I should have said, excuse me, love, you're insane. I don't even know.
I reckon that is probably the most asked question in any relationship ever over time. What really? Do you mean you're pregnant? That was the forget-me-nots there from their brilliant album Around Her Thighs in 80 Days. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the forget-me-nots MySpace page?
MySpace.com/theforgetmenots.
And how are you spelling that?
The forget with the number four, get me nots.
Oh, it's Tony 3, probably be the internet nil. I've got no chance this week at all. Yes, make sure that you do get their albums. Well, like every band that we play on the show, buy the albums, because we've always listened to more than one track and decided that they're a good enough band for us to play, so you can buy their album. So most of them are on iTunes as well, so if you want to buy a few tracks off the album, do that instead. But I would get the CD, because they're nice things to hold. Right, Tone, I've been hearing about this thing, GoDaddy. Do you know anything about it?
Oh, I know a few things. You'd like to know some more about it?
I'd love to.
Okay. Well, GoDaddy, it's an internet web service provider and should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. And you can start by registering your own domain name, or if you have a name already registered, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site.
And after, that's handy.
It is. And after registering your domain, you can then start building your site. GoDaddy makes it a lot easier with their website builders. Maybe you just want to have a simple blog-style site where you can add your observations, pictures, and rant to your heart's content. Or maybe you want your own online shopping store.
That's what I want.
GoDaddy can help there too. You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry-standard SSL certificate.
What are they?
That's a SL.
Which, oh, right,
and okay. That will protect your customers' details.
You can need them protecting.
Yes, you do. You can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments. And finally, the best news of all. If you enter the code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1.
You can receive a 10% discount. Or, if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2. That's...
PUNKY2.
Which will give you 20% off orders of £20 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet web hosting needs.
Very good. Very well read. I'm now completely clear about it, and I'm going to rush off to the internet now to use my bonus codes.
There you go.
Next track, Tony, okay, has come through from our friends at Aerial Cyber PR.
Oh, nice.
Who we've been exploiting recently. We played the Hillbilly Hellcats not so long ago, and yeah, the Dares. And I've requested a Dares CD as well, so we might be able to play some more of that. But this latest one they've sent through is from G. Tom Mack, who you may know is one of the people on the soundtrack on The Lost Boys.
Really?
Yeah. What nice. I want to know is, Tony, what's his MySpace page?
MySpace.com/... G. Tom Mack, is it?
Yeah, it is. Bollocks.
Hey.
Tony 4, probably be the internet nil. This song's named after the contents of my pants. It's called Box of Fantasy.
Every day I said I'll put you back to bed. I'll kiss you on the head. And when you wake up, you will believe in yourself. I'll go along and be with me in the box of fantasy. Oh, what'll it be?
So that was G-Tom Mac, Tony. Do you like that?
I do. It's nice.
In a kind of 80 rock kind of style. I bet good for the American market. Not sure the UK market, whether I suppose fans of the Lost Boys, etc., will really, really like that. But I do feel that's got a bit more American about it than British. But anyway, it's just a personal opinion and nobody listens to what I say anyway, let's face it. Guess what? We've got another Poetry Corner.
Have we?
I'm so happy. Yeah, thank you so much, Peter Scott. If you do have a poem that you'd like me to read out, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. It doesn't matter what it is. It can be funny, it can be serious, it can be vaguely sinister, as this week's one is. It can be completely rubbish, if you like. I'm still going to read it out, and I'm still going to be brutal about it, but not that matters. If it's good, everyone else will think so. They won't care what I think. As I say, no one ever listens to a word I say in the world, ever. Right, Peter Scott has sent us this in. Thank you so much, Pete. This is called Little Eyes. Little eyes watching you, little eyes following you. Little eyes from at work, little eyes watch you go berserk. Little eyes follow you home, little eyes watch you sleep. Little eyes watch you rise, little eyes watch you eat. Little eyes plan to kill you, little eyes plan to eat you. Little eyes want your children, little eyes want your wife. Little eyes want to take it all, little eyes want to take your wife. Little eyes enter your home, little eyes crawl into your bed, little eyes crawl into your head, little eyes leave you dead. It's a cheery little limerick.
Christ.
And this, of course, is Mustang Lightning, before I forget.
Okay.
Please do send in your poems, and thank you very much, Pete. I know that we used to post all these on the website, but we can't be fucking bothered now.
No.
That is true, isn't it?
Yes.
I think it would be good to say that we are such slag bonces. We can't be bothered. Now, I do want to tell you, before the next song, I want to tell you about something I did last Wednesday.
Okay.
Last Wednesday, I went for a meeting at Remix Nightclub in Hitchin about the proposed Dolly Remixture nights, which is more of that in the next section. They are going to happen. It is going to be brilliant. And we're going to have a lot of men in drag. It's going to be great.
Nice. Right?
But when I went in on Wednesday, and they've started a poker league on a Wednesday night. And you know I like me poker, Tony.
Dear.
So they said to me, hey, why don't you stick around and have a game of poker? And I thought, what, in real life, with real people? Are you mad? But I tried it. I sat down. They had two tables set up, professional dealers at each table, 15 people playing, £5 buy-in. Not everybody bought in, so there was a pot of just over 50 quid, basically.
Right.
And I started playing, and all my online experience worked very well because I won the fucking thing. Come on!
Nice! Right?
And it was the first time I'd been there. All these blokes, I think they're really fantastic. And it was like being on the very small blinds on Facebook. They're all calling everything, raising everything, going all in. And I just waited. I played four hands all night and won it.
Right.
And because each time I won a hand, I took two people out on all in. And it was just really, it was fantastic. When I got down to the last two, the bloke I was down to, who I'd been tipped off, was the, and I quote, best player, he wins every week. He decided to go all in with me. Check this out. He went all in with me because he had a straight. Do you know what I had?
Flush?
Four nines.
Did you?
I had four of a kind nines. I went, are you sure you want to go all in? He went all in. He went all in. I went, are you sure about this? He went, yeah. I said, I'm going to give you the chance to take some of those chips back. Right, and there were people around the table going, who is this cocky fucker? And I said, mate, look, I don't care what you've got. I've beaten you. He went, no way. I've got a straight. And he went to take the chips. And the dealer went, hang on. Let's see what he's got. I went, yes, I believe we should see what I've got. And turned the nines over one at a time. I went, there's a nine. trips. And he went, ha ha, still mine. I went, There's another nine, four of a kind. Thank you very much. 50 quid in the back bin. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. So I can't go down there this week because Wednesday night this week I'm going to see Stray Cats.
All right, nice.
It's this week and I have a few of my friends are going down there. Ant from Vomit's going down and my mate Malk's going down and a few other randoms. And I'll undoubtedly bump into some rockabilly types. I'll be taking my recording equipment, not with a view to being able to interview the Stray Cats. I know I won't get that far, but there'll be other people from bands in the crowd, and I will harass them once pissed. So hopefully we'll have an interview or two, maybe not for next week's show, maybe the week after.
Nice. But where's London?
That
London,
it is that bloody London. Yeah. It's at the Brixton Academy where I saw them 5 years ago.
Oh, right,
and where I also saw the Cramps. And when I saw the Cramps there, I stood in the middle of Mark Lamar and Dave Vaney from The Damned, which was quite cool, and they both went, fuck me, it's Paul B. Edwards. I wish. Right, let's play the next song, man.
Okay.
That is Plastron and Pinaz. Now, we've had quite a few people get in touch with us about Plastron, saying how wonderful they think they are and they wish they were in the UK. So, Plastron, if you are listening, it might be worth you thinking about maybe making a trip over here, because I have a feeling there'll be a few people would quite like to book you. I know that I would certainly put them forward for a few gigs, because, in fact, I'd put them on in Hitchin somewhere. Okay. I know that Felix likes them as well, so... Hamboy.
Nice.
So we will book him. What I want to know, that's from the album Enchanted Evening. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Plastron's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Plastron.
It is. It's Tony 5, poorly being the internet nil. This is just shocking behaviour this week. I'm going to have to try harder with the bands, I think, next week. So, yes, over the weekend, Tone, I did my gigs in Hitchin and Letchworth, and I had Dave Thompson, Tinky Winky, the Teletubby, and Tony Law. Both gigs ran late because Tony was doing What for Jonglers and was late both nights. Both gigs had excellent turnouts. Both gigs were very funny. We went out after the Hitchin gig, me and Dave and half the crowd, and again I can't remember leaving Bombora. And then on Saturday afternoon we went out for my dad's birthday. Now you might remember that my dad's birthday last year and my mum's birthday, both incidents ended up with people dancing with dogs in Frankie and Benny's.
Yeah.
Well, this year, Dad, as it being his birthday, obviously didn't go where he wanted. He let Louis, one of my nephews, decide where to go. Louis 6, and Dad said to him, "Louis, where would you like to go for my birthday?" And you know what Louis said?
What's that?
The Harvester. So we went to the Harvester. Yeah, Louis likes the salad bar.
All right. Wow,
he's gonna grow up weird, right? Just like his uncle Paul, and So anyway, and the thing was that my two nephews and my niece were very excited because they knew that Tinky Winky the Teletubby was coming with them for Dad's birthday because Dave was coming as well, right? And we showed up, and obviously Dave wasn't in a purple costume, 8 foot with the aerial and a red handbag. He was in his normal gear because he's a bloke. He's not really a Teletubby. Now, Louis was old enough to understand this, and Olivia, being 9, was obviously fine about it. And they went, "Oh, wow, you're the man inside the Teletubby costume." And they were really nice. But Matthew, who's 2, just pointed at Dave and was quite rude, really. He said, "You're not Tinky Winky," and turned his back on him and refused to talk to him anymore. which was very funny. Then on Sunday night, I had a gig in Harlow. Straight bit, roundabout, straight bit, car park, Contraflow, roundabout, straight bit, car park, Contraflow, car park, roundabout, straight bit, car park, Contraflow, or something like that. Harlow. And it was back. I'm really pleased to say that the gig at the Harlow Square is back. This was the first one of the new season. It featured Jeff Innocent on first, John Mancomparing, who's responsible for Slag Bonds, Brian Higgins in the middle, who gave me a lift over now that I've been banned from driving, or as I call it, doing my bit for the environment, and I was the headline act, and what a great night it was. Nearly everyone in the crowd was under 20, and wow. I think I made some form of sexual reference to all of them. It was a very funny gig, and thank you all to everybody who came down. I completely forgot to mention that we do a show called Punky Radio, so we picked up no new listeners from that, even though the entire crowd would probably like this show. I'm a fool. I also forgot to mention that I had CDs. I could probably have sold some. If you would like one of my CDs, by the way, you are allowed to buy one. Get in touch with me, Paulie B at punkyradio.com, and depending on where you are in the world, I'll tell you how much it is. But it's just 12 great tracks, 2 of which are really good because they're instrumentals. Right, now, I do want to talk a little bit about Dolly Remixture, which is the thing I'm doing on September 28th. The tickets go on sale this week from a number of outlets in the Hitchin area. The thing I've been enjoying about it most is because we've booked in 4 shows and we're having 2 girls on at each show, it's actually given me carte blanche to randomly message beautiful women in their pants under the age of 30.
Nice.
I can't even be arrested for it. It's official. Oh, I'm loving it. I've spoken to all sorts this week. It's been great. So yes, please do add that. Also, there's more and more things happening at it. The pre-show market's extending too. We now have my friend Aga doing her crazy nail painting. Charlie, always looking, has gone into a new business where she is providing corsets at budget prices. And do you know what her new venture's called?
No.
Course it is.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, so course it is. We'll be there. As will Farley's Green Salon, Nearly Orange, and Helen Rochford and her crazy bags, which have been seen on the catwalks of Milan. So make sure you go to that. Also, if you happen to be at a bike doing Marston in Oxfordshire this weekend, you'll see me there. And on Sunday, I'll be... Oh, and I'm doing a gig in Bedford at night, but I don't know where. Sorry about that. And next Sunday, I'm doing Downstairs at the King's Head in Crouch End, which is one of London's famous old stand-up comedy gigs. It's been running for over 25 years. Which means it does just outlive my stand-up comedy career, and it's great to be back there. Since they've brought in the smoking ban, it stopped everybody dying of cancer down there because it's a very low roof. So if you do get the chance to go do it, I think it's about £8 to get in, and it's always a really good bill. Well, I say always, it's normally a really good bill, although I'm on this week. Tone, have you got anything coming up this week?
Not really. It's a bit no boring week for me, working and stuff like that. No gigs coming up. And next gig I've got is 2nd of October. With the new side project, within the Tamil Battle of the Bands, our first gig.
Oh, how did it go at the Battle of the Bands when you stood in, by the way?
Oh, yeah, we dropped that like a rock, as always. But
did you?
We did, yeah. course we did. We did 3 gigs that week at the Town Mill. It was a bit much. We apparently afterwards one of our fans came up to us and says, "Looks a bit bored, lads, tonight."
Sick of really? It.
Like the Battle of Bands, we didn't want to play it in the first place, but it should be
alright. What were the other bands like? Were they just young, so they went through, or were did they look a bit keener than you?
Probably a bit keener. Winterlong got through because it was a bit of a favourite. They're like emo rock, so they got through. One band called I'll try and remember what they were called, but really good, young, classic rock, excellent guitarist, really good bassist. I was really impressed by them. They didn't win either.
Oh, cool. They didn't go through either because they were good, but not Zeitgeist.
I don't know. I never understand what these things are judged on. But they were my favourite.
Oh, well, fair enough.
Next one. Yeah, I was October 2nd, Right Hand Pink debut gig.
Cool. And where's that? Sorry,
that's the Town Mill Battle of the Bands.
Of course, it's the Town Mill. Sorry, why are you doing the Battle of the Bands again?
Because it's our debut gig and we've only got 5 songs.
Oh, sorry, of the new band. Sorry, yeah. I will try and pay attention.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, the very, very best of luck with that. I'm sure we'll talk about it again before that. Let's face it, you've got the best part of a month. One of my favourite bands of the last 2-3 years are Goldblade. I meant to play a Goldblade track last week because their CD came out at the start of September called Mutiny. We've played 3 tracks of it so far. This is the last one we're going to play off it, certainly for a very long time, because I want you all to buy it. It's an absolutely brilliant album. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Goldblade's MySpace page?
myspace.com/Goldblade.
And if I haven't mentioned it already, of course, you'd be listening to the Dead 60s underneath us, who are fantastic. I haven't mentioned that, have I?
No. Yeah.
I have now. This, Tony, is Toxic City. Oh, blimey. What, did I ask you what the MySpace page was?
Yes. Goldblade.
Oh, no, MySpace, I'm going mad.
Goldblade.
Yeah, it's Tony 6, yeah. Probably being the internet nil. Yeah. This might be the last ever punky. I don't think I've ever been beaten this heavily ever. This is Toxic City FC.
Passion is a passion for a complication.
So, Tony, that's Toxic City FC. It's just such a great album. Mutiny, Mutiny, let's take a shit for the Mutiny. So do buy it. It's on Captain Oi. I'll let Captain Oi know as well, and I will obviously let Goldplay know that we're playing them again, as will the rest of the bands that will all be in our MySpace Top Friends this week, or they should all be in our MySpace Top Friends this week. Anyway, make sure you do vote for us at Podcast Alley. Make sure, we haven't mentioned it this week, but please do review us at iTunes. We've had another two on UK iTunes. Once we get another, once we get three more, and once we've got five, I will read them out again. Okay. So, and you do, you really help us. So, have you noticed any more US iTunes?
I've not checked yet, but I will check later.
If you could check that, because it's about time we did a proper iTunes review, I think. Make sure that you check out myspace.com/DollyRemixture, or if you are on Facebook, check out events via my page, and you will find out all about it there. Or indeed, it is a last minute comedy club event if you're on Facebook as well. Right, I want your poems for Poetry Corner. We want your twats. We want your twats.
We want your twats.
We want your Podcast Alley comments. I haven't had any comedy suburbs in a while. If you've got a joke you'd like us to read out that's maybe local to your area, etc., etc., then do make sure you email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tighten your email comedy suburbs. Is there anything I've left out there?
How about a judgmental?
Well, no, we haven't had a judgmental for a bit, but I don't know whether he confuses more of our listeners than he helps out. But that's if you point. Would like, if you've got a problem that needs addressing, if you've got something that needs judging, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tighten your email, judgmental, I'll pull out the cinnamon gum and the alter ego will come into play and you will be judged.
And if you have a gig coming up, email me, tony@punkradio.com.
For Global Gig Guide.
Global Gig Guide.
I like the sound of Global, because it's just going to be the most random gig guide ever, because it's going to be, so, if you're in Kuala Lumpur tonight, or maybe you're in Norwich, right, it's just going to be brilliant. I do like the sound of it. It's like, and it'll be completely random. It's realistically, it's not going to do anybody any good at all. It's just going to be a funny bit that you can get some laughs out of and help people out. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Poog! A poog!
Bunch of guns, yeah. Shame on
But don't bother telling us about your gig if you're fucking 10.